Actor Tony Randall died last night in New York. He was 84. His dry humor zinged through when he won an Emmy for his portrayal of Felix Unger, the fastidious half of TV's Odd Couple. The Emmy came after the show was canceled in 1975, leading Randall to quip, "I'm so happy I won. Now if I only had a job." Randall made his mark in film and theater as well as television. He was the fussy sidekick to Rock Hudson in three movies with Doris Day, including Pillow Talk. In 1991, Randall founded the National Actors Theater in New York to bring back theater classics to Broadway, Shakespeare, Ibsen, Chekhov. In an interview with NPR's Lynn Neary, he explained why reviving those works was his passion.
All these great works are virtually unknown to the American public. In every other country, there is a classical repertory theater which keeps these great works alive. Imagine if you never heard a Beethoven symphony.
Is this going to be the rest of your life's
work? That's all
life's
I want to
work?
Do, yeah. Yeah, this is it.
It's a good final project, if that's the way you're looking at
that's
it.
That's what it is. What's that word, that long word that means a study of final things? Eschatology, is that it? I'm an eschatological study.
Theater director John Tillinger collaborated with Tony Randall on a number of plays. He joins us now. Sounds like we hear Tony Randall encapsulated there. He's a very funny man, but he didn't want to be just funny.
No, it was a burning ambition. People forget that he started in the traditional theater and that he was in Catherine Cornell's company, and he loved classical theater. I think because I have an English accent, he sort of gravitated to me a little bit. And he loved the idea of bringing this kind of theater to New York and to America. And it survived for 12, 13 years.
His theater company.
Yes. He kept a lot of people in work, including myself.
You directed him in three plays, I believe. What was he like to work with as a director?
He was so eager to work. I mean, you could give him notes and he went away and worked at it. He was always in a good humor. He was a very up kind of person. I mean, hearing his voice just now just made me choke up. I mean, I knew he was in bad trouble in the last few months, but hearing his death has really devastated me because I won't spend time joking and laughing with him. So rehearsals were always, he loved to laugh. And he took it all very, very seriously. I mean, we did the first play we did was Three Men and a Horse. And then we did Sunshine Boys, which was extremely successful for him, particularly. I thought he gave a terrific performance. And then last of all, he was actually the understudy, was Inherit the Wind. Mm. And he said to me, you know, I want to do this play. And I said, it has a cast of 53. And he said, okay. And, nobody but a madman would say that, you know, because he had to raise the money and put the show on. And then he said, well, who would you like in it? And I said, George C. Scott and Charles Durning, if we could only get them. Hmm. And 2 weeks later, he said, I've got them. And I thought he was joking. And George was not well. I mean, people thought he was avoid doing performance, but he was not well. He had a double bout of flu. And he sort of collapsed. He couldn't go on because he was so weak. And Tony happened to be in the house. He was his understudy. And there was a pause of, 2 minutes, and Tony picked up exactly where he left off. So he was a true, true professional.
Did it bother him, do you think, that he was so associated with Felix Unger and The Odd Couple?
No, he loved it. I mean, he just loved it. He loved it when people came up to him. He was always gracious, always delighted that these people liked his work, liked him, and so on and so forth. He did want to be taken seriously, you know. I mean, the classic thing of the comic who wants to play Hamlet. And frankly, I just felt that the National Actors Theatre, people began in the end to sort of take what he was trying to do seriously.
John Tillinger, thanks so much, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Director John Tillinger remembering his friend and theatre colleague Tony Randall, who died last night at age 84. He'd been hospitalized with pneumonia after heart surgery last December. Randall became a father for the first time when he was 77, a fact he gamely made fun of at his own expense by reading a top 10 list on The Late Show with David Letterman. Number 10, so what if he cries all night? I can't hear a damn thing.